Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Slackers on 101.5 UMFM.
Yep.
It's a radio station, Alice. Did you know this?
No, it's just Kingdom Hearts.
Well, that's our topic of the day, guys. That's it. Goodbye. So long. Farewell.
Hey,
we gotta go play more Kingdom Hearts.
I'm not done yet.
No, well, it's a very long game.
Well, okay. Well, let's just start at the beginning, and I'll tell you that I think I'm about, more than halfway done? I think I've reached the halfway.
So on Friday, we went on a magical journey to P&P Games to pick up Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah.
And that is what our life has been since Friday.
It's fun.
It is. I'm not going to say it isn't.
It is fun. Like, it's not an unfun game.
No, it's not. Well, when you get to play the game, that is.
Oh, it's true. You're not wrong.
I think that's what takes me out a bit in the Kingdom Hearts thing, is that there's not a whole heck of a lot of gameplay to get yourself lost in when you go for, like, 10 minutes and suddenly cutscene.
Yeah, there's a lot, like... there is a lot of cutscene, and I don't know why they've done this. Like, I will say that Kingdom Hearts has always been kind of beefy with its cutscenes, but I don't know why it feels, like, extra egregious this time, because it's literally, like, I will do something about, and then there will be a cutscene. And it's not the cutscenes that I love, where I can skip people dialoguing really fast because I can read really fast and I don't need them to talk, and they talk really slow. Sorry, Donald. We know this.
So for those of you not familiar, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Let's tell if you don't know what Kingdom Hearts is, but you should. You've probably heard about it as, like, a weird love child of Disney and Final Fantasy. I think that's sort of like... the general gist of what it was.
It is a complete crossover between the two properties. You get all the characters from Final Fantasy and many, 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 many of the characters from Disney.
Yeah, I would say in this one it does seem like a lot. Like, I have not seen a Final Fantasy character that wasn't, like, is a new Final Fantasy, like, not new, not, like, I don't expect Noctis to show up, although I kind of did. But I will say it takes on very much the same sort of aspects of, you know, we have our magic, we have our attack, we also have our quote-unquote summons, which I think they actually called them summons originally. They've changed it now to links, which is fine. Like,
okay.
I don't know. Summons makes sense, right? And it's something that you sort of know if you have played a Final Fantasy game, which most people who play Kingdom Hearts... we're sort of in it because of, you know, they're like, oh, it's Final Fantasy, but there's sort of a Disney. There's Disney here.
And a lot of the summons, links, are based on Disneyland rides. So you have...
Well, okay, those are actually, they're just sort of, those are attraction. Yeah, they've added this as well. Those are attractions, and those are a different thing. The links are something like, there's something from Dream Drop Distance, and it's whatever that squishy cat thing is. And then there's Wreck-It Ralph is also another one of your links. He's a summon, basically. And now I just got Simba is also another one of my summons. So I'm very excited about that because I love me some Lion King. But, yeah, they do also have these attraction rides. Yeah, here's the thing. I wonder if there's a bit too much because when you're fighting, and I don't know if I hate this or I love it, because when you're fighting... a whole bunch of special attacks will pop up. Now, they have made it so you can cycle through the special attacks, which is great. I didn't figure this out until a while. So I was just, like, rapidly spamming through all of the attacks, like, one after the other.
I think you went through that tutorial bit because I figured that one out in the very, very short time that I played.
I didn't go through it. Like, to cycle through your different green options. Yeah. I didn't figure that out. I just kept on. And then I finally was like, you know what? There has got to be a button for this. Same thing with lock-on. I was like, there has to be a lock-on. I can't just be like... because I played for about half of what I've played without both of those things because I didn't know where they were. And I was like, I'll look it up later. I'll look it up later. And I just figured it out by myself.
And I will and I will say this is not a difficult game to pick up on.
No, it's fun.
Yeah, it. You know what? The gameplay, what you do get of the gameplay is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's a pretty solid game.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I do agree with you because you've watched me skip cutscenes. And I've done this because I'm like, I will probably understand what happens. And a lot of the time, like, here's the thing. We got Tangled and we got Frozen. And both of those levels follow very much along the lines of the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them don't. So, like,
Toy Story was a completely unique storyline.
As was Monsters Incorporated. So I wonder if they're...
And like, this was cool, actually. I'm going to say that these side stories were really neat.
Yeah, I wonder if that's something specifically with Pixar versus Disney. Because Tangled and Frozen are specifically Disney, whereas Toy Story, Monsters, Inc. are Pixar Disney, right? I wonder if... Because here's the thing. So people are like... Kingdom Hearts, like, didn't that come out in the early 2000s? Yes, you would be correct.
You'd be correct the in 2005?
Or I think or something like that. And then the second one was 2006. So, yes, we have about 13 years difference time.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So they've done a lot of things that they try because, you know, it's not like they haven't been making Kingdom Hearts games. They just haven't been making Kingdom Hearts 3. And a kind of theory I have is I wonder if it was so much like paperwork and legal stuff to get things like Toy Story and Monsters, Inc. Because it sounds like, you know, the guy Tetsuya Nomura who made Kingdom Hearts, like he, you know, Sora is his little baby. you know, he probably had most of this figured out like right after 2006, like Kingdom Hearts 2 came out. So I wonder if it's just a matter of like there are different properties. Also at the time there was like a weird thing at the Disney Corporation where I think it was Eisner or Iger, I forget.
Eisner.
Okay. And he was really big into money making. So
unfortunately that was his main goal in all things Disney.
Yeah, and that's why like at that time we got a lot of really bad direct to video sequels and stuff. Like, and you know what? You can like those. That's fine. I am not going to judge you for that. But they were made to make money. That's very much what they were doing. And I wonder, like, if at the time Kingdom Hearts didn't seem like a moneymaker. Because, as I pointed this out to you, Mickey in the first Kingdom Hearts is non-existent. You see him for, I want to say, like 4 seconds at the very end of the game. And it's a silhouette of him. He does speak. I'll give him that. But you don't see Mickey's eyeballs. You do not see any definition. You know it's his silhouette because we know what that looks like.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until Kingdom Hearts was like a success that we got like Mickey Mouse is all over the second game and he's all over the third game. Like he's in it. Like and it is kind of hilarious having Mickey Mouse as a character. Like alongside,
it's really hilarious having Mickey, Donald, and Goofy as characters because you have all of these mostly human characters who speak without any cartoonish cadence.
Yeah,
and then you have Donald and Goofy and Mickey with their high pitched squawking or
gorsh. Yeah.
Why, gee, we do have to go find Heart Sora.
I would say that Goofy is, like you pointed out, like he is the most, like he knows what's going on.
Goofy is the most sane of all of these characters, and he has to point out what the next objective point is multiple times. Like, maybe you should go over here onto this here mountain over there.
Yeah, there is a little bit of that. Like, I wonder if... There's a lot that they've added a cooking thing to this, and I don't hate it. There's a bunch of cookie mini games with Ratatouille. His name isn't Ratatouille. His name is Ratatouille, yeah, but they call him Little Chef. And it's very interesting because you can see where they didn't either get proper voice acting or there was some kind of legal issue, because specifically with Toy Story, there is not all the characters are there. And they've made up some reason for this,
you know,
which
what I bet,
don't understand.
I bet the major reason is because most of the toys that did not show up are not trademark
yes.
toys. So like Mattel,
yeah.
Hasbro.
What's his face? Potato Head.
Potato Head. You don't get Slinky. You don't
but we
get...
We did get Army Men.
They're not trademarked.
Yeah,
you can
or
find
they're like one of those
yeah.
like things that it's been so long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you get the unique
Slinky
to Toy
Dog.
Story games.
Yeah, I did feel that was left out. Even the fact that they didn't have, like, Jesse or the horse, which are their own kind of things. Like I was expecting more in the Toy Story in terms of my characters. Now, I get it. I can't have every single character be on my team. That just won't work for how they're trying to play the game. But I didn't even get, like, Elsa or Anna on my team in Frozen. And
you
that
got the giant snow golem.
Yeah.
And that's cool.
It is kind of cool, but it also bummed me out because I think they both also could be cool fighter characters.
Yeah. Anna would be a total tank with that.
Well, it would just be enjoyable.
Tenacity.
Yeah. I even, like, Elsa would be a great character. I think the Frozen is so far my least favorite area, even though it's, like, I love that movie. I'll admit it. I love it. but it was just very picture, like, it was basically the movie with, in the background, you just have, like, Sora, Donald, and Goofy just sort of being like, oh, what's happening?
Oh, boy.
It's really interesting, like, I'm wondering, like, did they get the same voice actors? Like, is this just directly
they got
from
Kristen
the
Bell.
Movie? Okay.
They did get Kristen Bell. I don't think they got Idina Menzel.
They got someone who sounds, like, almost like her, which is incredible.
I think they were able to get the original song.
Yeah. I would assume yes to the original song because I think people know that enough. But it's just sort of weird to see it recreated in sort of, like, CG that's pretty good but not, like, the same shiny quality that a movie
but
sort
you,
of is.
You did point out a really major
yeah.
glitch that they did fix in the game.
They fixed, yeah. It like, and here's the thing. I don't begrudge Frozen for having animation errors because it's like a huge project. And you know what? Like CG animation is wacky. But they did, however, fix an animation glitch, which is really funny. Or an animation flaw. Where, like, her hair, like, Elsa's hair, like, goes through her body at one point.
Yep.
And they fixed that in the video game, which is pretty funny. Like, once again, no hate, no shade or whatever, but it was just kind of funny to see it fixed there. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's a very shiny game to look at, and I just wish that I had the same love of Kingdom Hearts as what you do. Because
well,
you seem to be having a blast with this one.
Yeah, I'm having fun. Like, I think there's a lot of it that I like. I even like the gummy system, the gummy ship system, which is, like, I think usually people hate it. And I've always been, like, sort of whatever. It's, like, a necessary evil in this game. But I think they made it really kind of fun. And I kind of enjoy going around in the gummy ship because you can just sort of fly around in the area. They also, like, they gave Sora a camera. They gave him Instagram. And
it's very weird to see an Instagram loading
yeah,
screen.
Instagram-like. Like, it's... But I feel like even... They did this in Final Fantasy 15 as well. Like, they did stuff like... It's just kind of hilarious, I guess. You know? Well, in, like, another 20 years, it'll be another weird Kingdom Hearts form, and it'll be Sora on another wacky social media. But it's weird. There is... But the camera... I like the camera aspect. I like taking pictures of stuff. You know, there's Moogle quests. Of course there are.
Yes.
You know, there's
of
Moogles.
Course.
And Moogles, if you don't know, are these little white guys, and they have little bat wings. They're kind of like little teddy bears with red noses. Red noses?
Yeah, red noses.
And then they have a little pom-pom on their head, right?
Yeah.
A little ball. Anyway... They're usually used as a save state. In this one, they are your shop. mm-hmm. and they ask you to go take pictures of stuff. And it's just sort of very random, and some I have not figured out how to do.
Now, a big old Disney Easter egg with this one is that you're supposed to find the hidden lucky emblems,
which are
all Mickey's head. Apparently, if you get all of them, you can unlock a secret ending.
I know, but it's a Kingdom Hearts secret ending. I think it's probably similar to the A Silent Hill.
A joke ending.
Yeah, because it's one of those things where it's like you took your time out of your day to go find all of these terrible Mickey heads, and you had to look in different angles. And then Goofy said there's a lucky emblem around, and you can't see it. You don't know what Goofy's talking about.
Oh, Goofy just sees Mickey wherever he goes. They
just see them everywhere. I don't mind that. I kind of like them. Some of them are really, like, neat. Like, where they are or where or how they've done it. And now that I know that they're a thing, I'm very much like, oh, I'm going to look around. But
this is very much a Disney trait where they like doing this in their theme parks, their amusement parks, well as in their movies. So just to have it in a video game isn't all that surprising, but it is a clever way of doing it. I will give them that.
I like it. I like it. It's cute. And, you know, like, Sora also has a selfie mode. And, like, there are really, it's cute, you know, and all the characters will pose for a picture or, like, say a little thing, you know, while you're taking their picture. And it's just, like, there's little things in this game that are very enjoyable and that they've, like, they've thought a lot through.
They thought of enough of the selfie mode that when you take a selfie with Mike Wazowski in Monsters, Inc., you will obscure his face, and it's pretty funny.
Which, that's a running gag in Monsters, Inc., and it's just perfect. Yeah,
like a lot of thought has gone into this.
Well, and they, like, it's people who enjoy the movies. Like, you can't... If you don't like Disney, you won't really enjoy this game, I don't think, because there's so much Disney in it regardless. Like, if you enjoy Final Fantasy, yeah, but I do think there's so much, like, there's also Pirates of the Caribbean World. That's the one that I just beat, and that was fine. I'm very over that now, the Pirates. Like, we had it in the other two games, I feel. So... And at the time, like, here's the thing. When Kingdom Hearts came out, Pirates of the Caribbean was a big thing. Like, that was 2003, I believe.
Don't remember it in the first game.
It was. Huh. Pretty sure. If I'm wrong, then I'm sorry. And then it was in the second game.
Yeah, definitely the second game.
But it was really popular, really big, and it made sort of sense to be in it. I don't know how much sense it made to be in this one. I honestly would have preferred something like Moana.
Oh, that would have been so cool.
And you could
have bonded
still,
over being islanders.
Well, and you could have still also had the ship aspect. Mm-hmm. Like, here's the thing. There in the Pirates of the Caribbean world, there's this, it's basically Assassin's Creed Black Flag. Yeah.
You're not wrong.
I'm not wrong because it's pirate. You get a ship and you get to attack other people on your ship and you get to sail around.
That was my first thought, too, was, oh, boy, this is a great Assassin's Creed game. Yeah. It's looking real good.
And so I think, unfortunately, at this point, that's dated. Like, and that's why I sort of felt that Pirates of the Caribbean World was dated. Now, once again, it may be, probably, that Nomura thought about this. Like, he had planned this probably, like, way before.
Mm-hmm.
So he was probably like, this is fine. I want that. But other things definitely just popped in. Like, Big Hero 6, I think, came out in 2015. So that would have had to be added.
Yes.
Yeah, right? Like, that wouldn't have been a thing that he would have had in the works sort of thing. Yeah. So I'm just... It's interesting to see which worlds they put in and why. Like... It's weird.
How many more worlds do we get to see now? Do you know?
I believe I'm almost at the end of the worlds. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Then you start getting into the really dramatic storyline, right?
Yeah. Like, here's the thing. Yeah, I believe I'm almost at the end of the worlds. And, yeah. Like, here's the thing with Kingdom Hearts. It's really convoluted and confusing. And then the main character loses his memory a couple times. So, and then there's just, it does expect you to know an awful lot. And as someone who has played like a good handful of Kingdom Hearts games, there are things that I am still very confused about. And I have watched not all of, but some of, they have little recap things.
They give you like 6 or 7.
Yeah.
As you know, recaps.
Basically, like, this is what happened in this game. This is what happened in this game. This is what happened in this game. Because, once again, there have been, like, there's about, like, 15 Kingdom Hearts games, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't remember, but there's, and maybe I'm exaggerating and doubling that number, but there's around that amount.
There's a crazy amount of Kingdom Hearts games
that yeah.
you wouldn't even think of at, off the top of your head, like Birth by Sleep, 358 by 2 days.
Yeah, that one I never beat, but it was fine.
2.5, 1.5, 2.8. They make that joke actually right at the very beginning.
They were it's Kingdom Hearts 2.9, which is great.
Like, they're very self-aware of the fact that they spent a long, long time making this game.
Yeah, and like, here's the thing, I'm very fine with waiting. Like, I waited for The Last Guardian. Like, and I was like, it's coming out. No, it's not coming out. It's coming out. Oh, it's done forever.
9 years, guys.
And I legitimately was like, it'll come out and I'll play it and I'll be happy. Like, I will be a decade older, but that's fine. Like, and literally, I was in high school when the second Kingdom Hearts came out. And I played that game, like, for almost 48 hours straight.
It became an annual tradition to see what the news of Kingdom Hearts 3 was. To see if they had anything
well,
at all.
Yeah, I basically didn't pay attention. Like, so I'm mostly going in blind other than, like, the song movies. Like, because Utada Hikaru, like, smashed it out of the park again and gave us not only one hit, but two.
What's the second one?
Don't Think Twice and Face My Fears.
See, the one that we keep hearing is Face My Fears.
Yeah. And Don't Think Twice is the other. It's actually the one that they play in the opening of this Kingdom Hearts, but it's orchestrated because you got to have an orchestrated version of the Utada Hikaru song.
Of course.
I love the music in Kingdom Hearts, and I will say that's pretty good as well. Like, it has enough in it that it's familiar still. Like, I can still sort of pick out bits, and I'm like, yeah, I remember that.
They do remixes of the leitmotifs of all the other movies. So for the longest time, as you were playing the Toy Story level, I kept having that You Got a Friend in Me little tune in the background. Like,
that's the only one I know. But yeah, it was there forever. I don't mind that one. At least I know it.
But it's so catchy, and it's just, like, right there.
It's enjoyable. Like,
it's not bad.
The levels are they're pretty good. Once again, a little disappointed in the Frozen level, but that's more, like, I wanted more, and I like that movie. I like the Tangled one a lot. Hanging out with Rapunzel is really, she's an enjoyable character, I feel. So, cute.
What if we got Brave in there, too?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Like, they wouldn't, for the fact that Brave was not a commercial hit. But, yeah, it would be interesting.
It was, like, a hit in my heart.
I'm sorry, Megan, but I know, like, I was also thinking about what movies could they have put in? Because there aren't really any 2D, like, maybe a Princess and the Frog. I will say Princess and the Frog is, I think, 2008, it's either 2012 or 8. I can't remember.
12. It was later. It was
okay,
12.
Good. So, and that would have been a really cool actual, like, episode level, I guess. You know, like, going. What was I also talking about? Zootopia. That would have been the one, like, and I'm wondering if they are thinking about doing it because Zootopia is confirmed for, like, two other movies. So.
Well, I guess we just have to wait and see for Kingdom Hearts 4 now.
Yeah.
26 years from now, guys.
Well, I'm wondering, yeah, like, I'll get back to you what I feel if they're actually going to do another one after this or if they're going to just totally do new characters or whatever. Because I wonder even, like, here's the thing. I don't know who all the characters are. And they did show us two characters that are so far, like, we've no idea who they are.
They're playing chess together, like friends.
Yeah. Yes. And I wonder if they have anything to do with it, or if these will be the next characters that, you know, these will be the next Keyblade wielders after this bunch. Sora isn't the only one who wields a Keyblade now. I guess we knew that in Kingdom Hearts 1, but it was weird to find out there's a Keyblade school.
There's a whole bunch of them now, Sora. You're not unique anymore.
With all fairness, we know, if you know Kingdom Hearts, you know that there have already been, like, a bunch of other Keyblade wielders, like Keyblade Wars, etc. But once again, there are things about it, and you're just like, what? When did this happen? When is he on our side? When did everybody turn good and now they're bad again, but now they're good again?
What? It's a very convoluted storyline. All I can say is that Sora has a lot of hearts. Wink.
Well, and then it's just even they change names all the time, too, because there's that organization thing. And when you have, sometimes they use their Dawn organization name and sometimes they use their organization name, which is their name with an X. But it's their name mishmashed to make a new name with an X, basically.
It's essentially your late 2000s emo name with an X.
Kinda.
Yep, I'm not wrong. All right, I think that's almost about what we've got for this week, except Resident Evil 2 came out, guys.
Yeah, it's also, but I'm... Apparently there's some weird things with it. Like, you can't do, or headshots don't do extra damage, which is weird because you want a game, like, Resident Evil is a survival horror game, right? It's not an action horror. I'm not loading bullets into the zombies. I'm trying to conserve my ammo because there's, like, three bullets in this game. But, yeah. Anyway, it's also, like, a full price game, and I don't know how to feel about that.
We'll get it when it comes down a little bit. Piranha Plant came out for Smash Brothers, and it's corrupting some saves, so we're going to wait for a patch on that one.
Okay.
Only in certain aspects of the game.
I would be really sad if our save died, because we have very hard worked at that.
And Hitman Season 1 comes out for my free game this PlayStation 4 February time.
Oh, good.
So I'm going to check that.
Hitman 2?
One.
Okay.
Season 1.
Okay.
You know what? I'll give it a shot. Why not?
See how it goes.
Yeah, why not?
It's supposed to be a good stealth game.
Oh. All right, everybody. That's everything I got for you for this week. You guys keep slacking and stay warm.
Bye.